SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States, encouraged by recent talks to secure the release of more hostages held in Gaza. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says recent efforts to negotiate a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to free more hostages have been constructive.
Based on the discussions we've had over the weekend and in recent days, we feel it's moving in a good direction.
However, he cautions there's much more work to do and no final deal has been reached. Greg Clugston, the White House.
That enemy drone that killed three American soldiers and wounded dozens more might have been confused with an American drone returning to the U.S. base. Officials say preliminary information suggests the enemy drone that struck the installation may have been mistaken for a U.S. drone that was in the air at the same time. Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans hope that a very wealthy businessman can help them unseat Wisconsin Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Madison businessman Eric Hovde is expected to enter the race next month with the full support of the Senate GOP campaign apparatus. Hovde's willingness to spend a lot of his own money could be why he's viewed as a strong contender, reportedly willing to spend up to $20 million of his own funds. Still, the GOP has tried and failed twice before to unseat Baldwin. She's known as a strong fundraiser. Her Wisconsin seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip in their effort to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Five suspects arrested in the probe surrounding six bodies found in a remote site in Southern California desert. San Bernardino County authorities say the matter apparently involved a major dispute over marijuana. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical leaders and pro-family advocates cheering the Republican-dominated Ohio legislature for overriding Republican Governor Mike DeWine's veto of transgender legislation. The bill bars sex change operations for kids. It also bans males from competing against females. At least 23 states have now enacted laws restricting or banning sex change surgeries for anybody under 18. This is SRN News. Wall Street just keeps continuing to explode, a major hot streak, and Monday, well, that was no different. Still, analysts are keeping a close watch, and several major tech companies will be releasing numbers this week.
Stocks rose to kick off a week where Wall Street's most influential companies may show whether the huge expectations built up for them are justified. The S&P 500 gained 0.8% Monday, setting another record. The Dow climbed 224 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.1%. Gains for stocks accelerated at the end of the day as Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Later this week, five big tech companies will report their latest results. Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft have been responsible for much of Wall Street's recent run to a record. Expectations are running high for their profit reports. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com.